It's been one whole week since I locked you up. 7 full days. The first day was hard for you in more ways than one. It always makes me wonder if giving you all that freedom is cruel, knowing I'm just going to lock you up again. I know you miss it, the feeling of being controlled, constrained, the constant reminder, locked, that your cock isn't yours anymore. But that is what I want. And I want you to miss it. I want you to miss your chastity. It's funny how that works, isn't it? And on that first day, I love watching you readjust, getting used to being locked for me all over again, squirming, waking up, straining in your cage. Eventually, that will stop, like it always does, once your body remembers, and once you adjust to your cock being imprisoned for me once again. But I give you just enough freedom to let your body forget. I love playing with your straining, aching cock, not letting your throbbing and aching subside, just touching and teasing, sliding your caged cock into my mouth, knowing that you can just ever so slightly feel my tongue along the bars. See, this is what I love about this cage. The weight of the metal, the nice shine and feel of it in my hand. I get to see everything, and you get to feel barely anything. Plus, I like seeing it too. My cock, my own personal toy. And then, day two. You tell me that day two is just the worst. Your body is fighting it. How your cock just wants to be free. Not even to come, but just to really feel something again. Anything. And I just love depriving you of any sensation, knowing just how it starts to drive you mad. But it keeps trying, doesn't it? And I bet it doesn't help when I softly whisper in your ear, when I softly touch and caress you, when I play with your balls. And I so enjoy feeling them start to swell and ache for me. I just love feeling your trapped cock twitching in my hand, seeing it try to swell in its cage against those little bars. Your little cock still doesn't quite understand, does it? But you do. And excites you. It turns you on to have me in control of you like this. And of course, I just made it worse. But see, I love making it worse. Day three is when you start to calm down a bit. You don't feel frustrated all the time, and when you do, it just comes in waves. But those waves, well, they're quite intense, are they? So much frustration and so much desperation. I smile and hold you and tell you how horny it makes me seeing you this way. I even let you kiss me. I know how much you love kissing my thick, full lips and what my lips do to you. And I get wet knowing the price you're paying to kiss me. Is it going to make you ache even more? Is it gonna make your balls fill with all that unreleased cum? I bet you'll feel each and every kiss for days to come. And yet, you still press your lips to mine. And I adore that about you. Day four, and you start to readjust. Everything settles into a dull and constant ache. You're so aware of your chastity, and my control. And it takes everything in my power to resist teasing you. I want you to squirm for me. I want to see you suffer. And I want you to give in to your deep, deep desire for me and to make it so much worse. But that isn't the way things work now. By day 4, you're no longer allowed to touch me. No kissing, no hugs, no touching at all. Even when we go out together, you aren't even allowed to hold my hand. But see, I get to touch you. My soft fingertips against your cheek, caresses against your arm, my hands on your locked up cock, or maybe your tender swollen balls. I do it sparingly because I want you to savor each and every sensation I give you now. To want my touch and to hunger for it. To remember it. Commit it into your brain. And you also get to look. You get to watch me. You don't get to kiss my lips, but you get to watch as I cover them in shiny gloss. You get to watch me run my fingertip over them or trace them with my tongue. Day 5, I dress up for you. Sexy lingerie, full face of makeup, everything that you love. And you can look all that you want, but you can't touch. And on day 5, I stop touching you too. I want you to retreat into your own little world, deprived of me, so that all you can do is ache for me, linger on those memories. It's only been 24 hours, but I can tell how it affects you. You seem so lost, maybe even a little bit hurt. And on day 6, I leave you alone, completely. You won't see me, you won't be able to contact me. You can call, you can text, but I won't respond. You're going to be completely alone and locked. But see, I know how your mind works. You'll be squirming as you think about me, wondering where I am and what I'm doing, or maybe even who I'm doing. And your cock will be twitching for me every single time you think about my voice, my touch, my body. And when I return in the morning, it's day 7. 1 full week. And when I get home and open the door, you greet me just the way I want. Completely naked. Nothing but your locked cage on. I grab your hand and lead you to the bedroom. You've already positioned my favorite restraints, and you already know exactly what to do. You climb into bed and lay down on your back and spread out your arms and your legs. I go to one side and slowly secure the thick leather cuff around your wrist, securing it nice and tight to the bed frame so that you can wiggle, but you won't be able to get out. You merely look at me as I move to the other side of the bed, securing your other wrist. I've yet to say a word, neither are you. You can only look at me with those big, whimpering eyes, cock twitching every single time my fingertips brush your naked flesh. I move down to your ankles, securing one tightly and then the other. You look like a lovely little spread out eagle, just the way I want you. I step back for a moment to admire my handiwork. Taking the little key from around my neck, I finally unlock your cage And I watch as your cock just tries to break free, straining inside of it. Slowly and softly, I finally work the cage off of your cock, immediately getting extremely hard and dripping for me. I wipe the pre-cum from the tip and slowly bring it to my lips. I like to think that it's crying for me, and I like the taste of its tears. Day 7, the day that I've been waiting for. I put on a pair of latex gloves and open a bottle of lube on the nightstand, and drizzling it on the head of your cock and watching it react as the drops slowly dribble down the shaft. I know what you're waiting for, but I'm going to make you wait just a little bit longer. When my hand wraps around your cock, I can feel your entire body stiffen and your adorable little moans. I just hold it there and squeeze, knowing just how much it's going to drive you crazy. See, I want you to feel trapped, helpless, controlled, mine. I've taken everything from you. You can't move. And the only thing that I have available to me right now is the only thing that I want from you. And that's your cock. And see, when I let go of your cock, I can tell exactly how desperate you are for my touch. But I need you to know that there is nothing that you can do to get it. Absolutely nothing. I just want you to feel that deep need, the desperation, the denial, my cock and my toy. And when I begin to play with it again, I start to tease you more and more. I know exactly where to touch. I try to imagine what you must be feeling, all of your thoughts and emotions just trapped in your hungry cock. No sensations anywhere else, no escape. All you can do is accept it and wait. And all you can hope for is my mercy. But you don't even know that this is going to happen. And see, on this day, on day 7, you are just a cock for me. I spend the next few hours slowly milking you of your pre-cum, edging you over and over and over again. I'm getting so impossibly horny watching you respond to every single touch, listening to your breathing and whimpers. And it makes me so wet to hear you suffer. And when I can't stand it anymore, I open a jar of numbing cream and coat your cock in it. I keep adding more and more, giving you a long, slow hand job that starts to grow more and more dull in sensation. I can sense your confusion. Not quite able to tell if I'm even still touching you or not. I give you a few tugs to let you know that I'm indeed still there. I slide a rubber cock ring over the shaft and down on your balls, making sure it's nice and secure. And then I tear open a condom, and another, and I roll 3 condoms over your stiff, pulsating cock. And then, only then, do I climb on top of you. I arch my back and moan as I slide your numb cock inside my wet pussy. See, I love fucking you, and I love feeling you inside me. I slowly raise myself up and lower myself down again. It feels so good to have you stretch and fill and press inside of me. I press down hard, pressing my pelvis into yours, grinding myself into you. I reach up and softly run my hand over your face. I start to fuck you harder and harder, looking down at you. Nothing but my little fuck toy, my human dildo. Nothing to me but a hard cock. My wet pussy wrapped around your denied cock. As I feel myself starting to orgasm, I close my eyes and tells you just how good it fucking feels. How much I need to fill you inside of me. And how I too am just a hungry, needy fuck toy. And when I start to come, I feel my entire body shaking. I can feel your cock throbbing still inside of me, deprived of sensation, trapped in layers of latex. And the first time I come is like a release. And the second time, an earthquake. And when I collapse on top of you, all sweaty and exhausted, I leave you inside of me. I want you to feel me all around you as all of the feeling starts to slowly return to your cock. I can tell how you feel now, how you're breathing, by the sound of your soft, desperate whimpers. And when I get off of you, I know you will feel my absence. You see, I like taking that away from you too. I clean myself up a bit and take a quick shower before making a snack. I go back into the bedroom where you're still bound, right where I left you. See, that was just round one. Because like I said, today, you were just a cock for me, and I intend to make the most of it.